Merry Christmas from WKAR News. I'm Reginald Hardwick. Many of us enjoy pies made from pumpkins or Michigan-grown apples or cherries this time of year. But a staple in my family and many African-American households is gaining popularity within the Lansing Fire Department because of a captain who can cook. I paid him a visit and came back with a sweet story.
Xavier Tillman going to the free throw line.
At Fire Station 44 in South Lansing, MSU basketball plays on the big screen in the living room. And there's commotion in the kitchen.
My name is David Odom, Jr., and I'm a captain at the Lansing Fire Department.
I first learned about Captain Odom's penchant for pies from a Lansing Fire Department tweet. I arrived as he drained boiling hot water from a large pot with 6 sweet potatoes.
In my family, it's always been sweet potatoes. We don't eat pumpkin pie. I've never tasted a pumpkin pie.
The sweet potato, which is not a yam, was first cultivated in Peru. According to the Washington Post and other sources, white as well as enslaved black cooks in the U.S. South used sweet potatoes for recipes because they were easier to grow than pumpkins. Post-slavery, the popularity grew with African-American communities because a single potato could make an entire pie.
Now I'm going to cut the potatoes and place them over into a pan while they're hot, so when I put the butter in there, they'll melt better.
After adding butter, white sugar, brown sugar, and eggs, the mashing begins.
I don't really measure. I taste it at the end. I know how, I've done it enough, I just know how it's supposed to taste.
Captain Odom grew up in Flint and has made pies for 15 years. Family is his inspiration.
This pie and my mother's lemon meringue has always been my 2 favorite pies.
After adding spices, vanilla, and a secret ingredient of condensed milk, Captain Odom whips the pie filling all together. No detail is overlooked, including the pie crust.
I always take a fork and poke holes in the pie shells, in the crust, so they can crisp up a little bit. And my mother always told me, always rub egg whites around your pie shells. It keeps them from burning.
He quickly pours the filling into 4 shells, opens the oven door, and the 40-minute wait begins.
Medic 41, engine 44. You're responding for a 6-year-old female that's fallen.
But this is a fire station, after all, and sometimes cooking or baking has to take a back seat to what's really important.
If a call comes in, we turn the oven off. But it's been a whole lot of days where you done have stuff on the grill. You have to turn that grill off.
He never considered firefighting a career until he toured a station with his cousin, who was also a Lansing firefighter, nearly 15 years ago.
It was a blessing from God, if you ask me, because I never would have thought I would have been doing this. It's the best sense of satisfaction that I could ever have, yeah.
Why is it so satisfying?
I've always wanted to do something to help people.
40 minutes passed fast. The pies are on the countertop, including 2 pies with his special pecan topping. In what seems like great timing, a crew returns from a call. Firefighter Jason Knops walks into the kitchen.
I've never had his sweet potato pie, so I'm looking forward to it.
And as he digs in, Captain Odom knows firefighters can be real honest about the food fellow crew members make.
Oh yeah, I've seen people actually throw other people's food in the trash.
But not this time.
That's for you.
I like the pecans, it's a good touch.
Rookie firefighter CJ DeRay has never eaten sweet potato pie before.
And you're the novice, so what did you think of that one?
I thought it was really good.
We're now wrapping up the pies in foil, and I asked Captain Odom what his mom thinks about his sweet potato pies.
She said, I think you could make them better than I do now. She said, I think you done took over and made them better than me.
Click on WKAR.org to see a gallery of pictures of Captain Odom making the pies and the firefighters eating them. I'm Reginald Hardwick, WKAR News.